Welcome. This is Lori from Lori Late Night at syndicatednews.net. I'd like to thank the listeners who have written to me. I'm delighted to hear from you, and I'm going to promise to do my very best to answer everyone. I even received requests for Chelsea Williams' song, I Got Married.
I got married on a cold summer day. The weather was frightful. It rained and it rained and it rained. 3 weeks later, my baby sailed away.
Isn't she charming? You can find out more about her at syndicatednews.net. Look for her picture right on the front page. I'm equally delighted to offer the information requested about the Sweet Adelines. They're an international organization of women singing barbershop. I think you should look for a chorus in your local area and join up. Look for Sweet Adelines International on the web. It's fun. It's a comfortable avenue for singing and camaraderie. I joined about a month ago, and I've been having a ball with it. When I think barbershop, my thoughts reminiscently travel back to Jimmy Cagney and the Strawberry Blonde. Throughout the film, a quartet of men stroll the sidewalk singing in spontaneous harmony. It's a treat of a movie. Have I mentioned I watch a lot of movies? For me, movies help communicate situations or emotions for when I don't have the words to convey what I mean to say. If I describe a scene or dialogue from a particular movie, it's easier to get my thoughts across, especially if you've already seen it. I offer you a case in point. I had a friend once who demonstrated annoyance when I would order food. Let's take French fries, for example. I prefer them to be crisp. Not burnt. Crisp. Snappy crisp. Each time I say to the waitress, I realize it is not your fault if the cook doesn't make them the way I order them. But just to warn you, I will have to send them back. In the film When Harry Met Sally, not the scene you're thinking of, but the one when she orders pie, the waitress comes to the table to take Harry and Sally's order. Harry orders number 3, whatever that was. Sally says, I'd like the chef's salad, please, with the oil and vinegar on the side, and the apple pie a la mode. But I'd like the pie heated, and I don't want the ice cream on top. I want it on the side. And I'd like strawberry instead of vanilla if you have it. If not, then no ice cream, just whipped cream. But only if it's real. If it's out of a can, then nothing. The waitress says, not even the pie? Sally says, no, just the pie, but then not heated. Now, who can fault the girl for knowing what she wants? By the way, at the end of the movie, that's one of the many things that Harry loved about Sally. As for me, I'm just asking for my fries to be crisp. I'm also a little crazy about my coffee. First off, I need it to be hot. Have you ever ordered coffee and put the perfect combination of cream and sugar, and it's the perfect temperature as well? Suddenly, in a moment of your distraction, the waitress walks by and refills your cup. The experience, it's gone. You may never get that combination again. Or how about when your coffee has cooled to warm and the waitress refills your cup? Not only is the combination ruined, but now you have a full cup of warm coffee. I had a friend gulp down my unfinished coffee just before the waitress came to fill it, to avoid his embarrassment when I would ask for a fresh cup. Now, when I order coffee, I ask for 2 cups. The extra one remains empty. That way, my refill is brand new with no mistakes. This is not being picky. It's having what I want the way I want it. Another film I enjoy, The Mirror Has Two Faces. Alex, played by Jeff Bridges, takes Rose, played by Barbara Streisand, to a lovely restaurant. He watches with fascination as Rose spears various food items from her plate proportionately and ceremoniously onto her fork for her perfect bite. Mmm, delicious. As always, I welcome your thoughts and experiences on topics of your choice to possibly be used in a later show. Email me at lorilatenight@gmail.com. This is Lori from Lori Late Night at syndicatednews.net.